The scripture reading tonight comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. It's a story that many of us might have heard a few times, and yet tonight I ask that we listen with fresh ears. The birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all would be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into the heavens, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known for us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all of these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Have you ever been in the position when you have a story in front of you, a story that everyone knows, a story that everyone has heard countless times, and then you realize, I have to find something fresh, or maybe I don't. Maybe what we need is just to remember the story exactly the way we heard it last year and the year before. And for some of us, well, maybe more than 50 years. Maybe I'm the only one. Okay. So sometimes I have to remember that it's okay to hear the exact same story over and over. If you've ever told a story to little kids sometimes, and it's a story that they have heard, and especially sometimes I've been told, parents and maybe aunts and maybe good friends want to kind of skip to the end, and what do little kids do? They say, "Oh, no, you forgot that part." I think as adults, sometimes I forget that we need to remember that each part of the story is so important, and especially for us, because this changes our life forever. So, I thought maybe one of the things we might do this evening as we look at the story and we think of it is to think of it in three separate words. The first one is surprise. As we know, Or, as we've been told, we don't actually know it, Mary was surprised and Joseph was shocked at this news that they were going to have a baby. It was going to be complicated and it was going to be messy, and there were going to be people who were going to be very upset. So, surprise, here we go. I believe what God is asking all of us is to think of this story and ask ourselves the question, how does this news of Jesus' birth relate to us? How can we make it real and how can we make it fresh? Well, I'm not sure that we can, but at least we can try. The first part is, at the very beginning of this story, Mary and Joseph had to travel from their hometown, and they had to go to be registered. They tell us in all of the books that you read, that was about the same as traveling on foot 90 miles. 90 miles. Which is in and of itself an incredible feat, but Mary was 9 months pregnant. Those of you who have been pregnant and have given birth, would you be ready to travel 90 miles on foot? Probably not. Let's make it a little bit clearer, too. Let's think about those of us that live in Wabash or here are in Wabash. 90 miles from here would be the same as walking to Kalamazoo, Michigan. Kalamazoo, the home of the Checker Cab Company. Did you know that? Yes? No? It is the home of the Checker Cab Company. But if you didn't want to go north, let's say you wanted to go south, 90 miles from here is Gray Brothers Cafeteria, south of Indianapolis. Have you eaten there? It has some of the best fried chicken. And for those of you, I will say an extra prayer for you, who like strawberries. I do not like strawberries. I do not prefer them. They have the best strawberry pie. Would you walk 90 miles for fried chicken and strawberry pie? Maybe. You know, she was pregnant. Maybe she was craving that. If you wanted to go the other way and walk 90 miles to the east, you could get to Richmond, Indiana. Richmond is the cradle of jazz because it's the home of Hoagie Carmichael. So maybe they were in the mood for a little music. And if you wanted to go the other way, 90 miles west, kind of southwest, you get to Turkey Run State Park. Turkey Run is named because of the turkeys that live there, the wild turkeys. And maybe you just wanted to see the huge canyons where the turkeys would gather in the winter because it protected them. Surprise. Surprise. Here we go, on this trip. The thing that Mary and Joseph found out, and the thing that we all can relate to, and we can all feel, and we can all know, even if we don't know it now, and know it eventually, that in those 90 miles, even as they walked, they were never alone, because God was with them. God was with them every step of the way. God had been with them from the beginning. And I believe that's true of all of us. No matter where we go and no matter what we do, even if we don't choose to walk the 90 miles, even if we don't choose to follow what we know, God never leaves us. God is with us at all times. Surprise. I love that. I don't necessarily like some surprises, but I love knowing that even at that moment, wherever you are in your life, whatever you are doing, whether it's a good surprise or a sad and painful surprise, you're not alone. God is with you. Scripture says God was always with Mary and Joseph. And it's the same for us. Even when we don't feel it, even when we don't understand it, even when it kind of makes us a little bit angry and put out, God is with us. And God doesn't leave us in the midst of that. So they get to a place where Mary needs to give birth. And we find out that there is absolutely no room, because not only are Mary and Joseph traveling, but all of the other people are traveling too, because they all have to go back to the lands of their birth. And so, as that saying that some of us are familiar with, there was no room in the inn. There was no place for them. I don't know how your life has gone. But when we get those unexpected surprises, there's no place for you right now. It's happened to me a few times that I've had some plan or I've had some idea of what I was doing or where I was going, and then I'm told, well, there really isn't a place for you. Laura, we would love to tell you that there is a church, but really there isn't. And so good luck. It's those unexpected moments. And then we go back to the first point. But even in those unexpected times, God is with us. We can be surprised. We can be in an unexpected moment, and yet God is with us. Brian Zahn is a pastor of a very large church, and he has this to say: Christ is born in the war-torn places of our lives, littered with rubber bullets and tear gas canisters. Jesus was not born into a fairy tale, but into the world as it is. Let me say that last sentence again. Jesus was not born into a fairy tale, but into the world as it is. Many of us sitting here today know exactly what that means, that the world as it is isn't always kind and it isn't always friendly. It's unexpected. Sometimes those unexpected times turn into the best parts of our lives. We never would have chosen it. We never would have planned it. We never would have said, yes, God, sign me up for that. However, so for those of you sitting here today, what is it about your world that is unexpected? What is it about your world that has been turned upside down by some surprising event or news and the feeling that you are all alone? We have hope. We have hope that God is with us, that even in those times that feel just so tenuous, God is with us. We've gone through the surprise, surprise, baby coming. We've gone through the unexpected, no place for you here. And then we get to the good news. I love this part of the story. I can imagine if I was a shepherd. Well, I like sheep, so I guess that'd be okay. If I was a shepherd out in the middle of the night and all of a sudden all of these angels are telling me that there is something exciting happening and it's within my reach. Have you ever done anything just on the spur of the moment? When I was in college, we did it all the time. I was supposed to be studying for a test and somebody says, hey, we're going to go over to visit somebody. Well, I'm in. I don't need to study for that test. Oh, it's a test. How about you? Those times when you have your life planned out and then somebody says, hey, I got this great idea. Come and join us. And sometimes we do. The angels who came were not announcing peace for those who please God. Let me say that again. The angels were not announcing peace just for those who please God, but rather that peace is going to be realized and is as God's gracious gift to the world. And it's God's good pleasure to give it to us. Again, sometimes the world tells us that we don't belong or we're not part. And this story says, just as I came to this woman and this man who really truly were kind of nobodies, just as they are experiencing something unbelievable, God says, the same for you. It won't be the exact same miracle, but it's God's good pleasure to give us the good things of the world. Sadly, sometimes we think that's monetary, as in the biggest houses and the best cars. But really what it means is, God says, let me give you my pleasure, my love, my joy. It's nothing that we have earned. It's nothing that we can bargain. God says, here, take it. This is God's good gift to us. I love that. I think sometimes in this world, we are shown, or we have been taught, or it's kind of implied. You have to do these things or good things won't happen to you. And God comes along to say, well, I hope you do, because it's going to make your life easier. But if you don't, I'm with you. If you make a bad decision or you take a wrong turn, hang in there. I'm going to help you. I'm going to get you right back on the right path. And if we don't make it exactly, you're never alone. I am with you. That's the true gift of Christmas. It's a love that God has for each one of us, even before we even knew who God might be. Even before we knew. So on this Christmas, be surprised to see how God can show up for you. Expect the unexpected as God meets us where we are. And then share the good news of God's peace. It's what God asks. I've got one more quote. It's one of my favorite quotes, because we have been given this incredible gift. God says, remember, just as I came to Mary and Joseph, who were nobodies, and I granted them this, and I promised them I would be with them always, even to the end of the age, I do that for you. And now, your job is to help other people understand it. Howard Thurman is an author and a theologian and a philosopher. And many, many years ago, he wrote this. He says, when the song of the angels is stilled, and when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, and to make music in the heart. This year, as you carry on with your celebrations of Christmas, remember that no matter where you go and no matter what you do, God will be there with you. No matter what road you go down, whether it's 90 miles or 90 feet, God is with you each step of the way. And God's love will fill us so that we can find the lost, so that we can feed the hungry, so that we can help rebuild the nations because of the music that is in our heart. The song that the angels sang, the assurance that God gives us. Amen and amen.
You have been listening to a podcast from Wabash Presbyterian Church. For more sermons and resources, please visit us at wabashpresbyterian.com.